This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.
What separates a great hotel from a pretty good one? Comfortable mattress, a clean room, maybe a spiffy bathrobe or a fine restaurant. But above all, memorable service.
The Milwaukee Hilton City Center Hotel has a new staff member that will make even the fussiest guest pause.
Millie is the hotel's canine concierge, a mini golden doodle who works with her owner, Rusty Daler, a human concierge, 5 days a week. I took a walk up Wisconsin Avenue to the Hilton and met with its newest and shortest staff member. Rusty Daler and Millie, welcome to Lake Effect. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks for coming. Yeah.
So Millie is an adorable golden doodle puppy sitting on the couch with us. But to start, what's her story? How did you come to be her owner, and how did she come to Milwaukee and be a puppy concierge?
Well, the talk was probably last summer or early fall. The mention was made of having a hotel dog. And I was really curious when I heard the conversation. So I approached the manager and asked him, like, what are you thinking about? And he said, yeah, we might want to get a hotel dog. And at the time, he wanted, like, to find a rescue. And having had dogs my whole life, knowing that I've raised golden retrievers for the past 20 years, I knew that finding a dog for a hotel in a very specific job sort of demanded you look for a specific kind of dog. Mm-hmm. Like, so being partial to Goldens, I started looking at Goldens, but then the shedding, I knew that would be hard for a hotel. And then the Doodles. And then I found a gentleman in Indiana who breeds Goldens, but also mini Goldens. So her mother is a golden retriever, but her father is a toy poodle. Don't ask. I don't want to know. Everybody asks me. I don't know. I don't know how this works.
So she'll stay about that size?
Yeah, she's about, she's about 20 pounds. She has shorter legs. I keep contact with several of her siblings who are much bigger. So you never really know for sure in, you know, big breeds what they're going to be. But I think she's on the smaller end of the spectrum. But the non-shedding is wonderful for the hotel. And, you know, people with allergies, although she's not totally hypoallergenic, because her mom was a golden, she still is pretty much so. I mean, I don't notice hair or... At home, she can rough around on the couch or the bed, and there's nothing there, so that makes it really nice.
That's good. Who came up with the name Millie?
That would be me. So I was thinking, like, how do I encompass more than just the hotel, or what name can I figure to put that together? I didn't like the name Milwaukee, per se, but then I was like, well, it starts and the end, and I sort of was playing with it, and then I came up with Millie, because the beginning of the word and the end sort of connects, so that's where I came up with it.
Yeah. So you mentioned the hotel first talked about bringing on a dog. So is that something that more hotels are looking at, or was it just unique to the Hilton as an idea to have another aspect for the guest experience?
Yeah, I think it's unique to us in this case, but I sort of became aware of dogs in hotels actually through the Kimpton. They have guest pet relation kind of dogs at some of their hotels. That was my first inkling that other hotels were doing it. I've since come across little places, a friend in Boston, there's a hotel there that has a dog in the lobby. And so they're there, but I think just not as prevalent. And so in a big hotel like this, they're usually in smaller, like boutique hotels. This is a difference that she's in such a large venue.
Right, I often think of like Eloise at the Plaza, or when I'm watching Curious George with my niece, there's a little dog named Hudley who's the doorman's dog. So how do you see Millie's role in Milwaukee? And, you know, we have Hank for the Brewers, but we don't have a ton of animals affiliated with what's going on here. So what's your hope with keeping her here and established?
You know, it's caught me a little off guard, because I was really not thinking that it would be that big of a deal. Like, you know, I wasn't really... Actually, from the hotel side, there was a little bit initially of, we don't know if we can do this, you know, liability and all that. There was a little pushback, a little bit, like, should we do this? After they saw the Instagram page that we started climbing and over exceeding their own hotel's accounts, I think they sort of thought this is more to it. And every day there's more to it. It's like you learn by doing. We've never done this before. I've never really done this before. People that say, you know, how did you train a dog in a hotel? Like, to use the bathroom outside around the corner and to do things, you know, to stay in the lobby. It's all a work in progress, so we're sort of learning as we go. But I know for me that she's changed the face of what the lobby is. People are you know, endlessly coming over to the concierge desk now asking, is she real? You know, like we get that all the time. We actually have a little sign on the desk that says, yes, I'm real, because they don't think she is. They'll be startled when she breathes or moves and she thought she was a stuffed animal.
Yeah.
But she welcomes people. You know, if the line is busy, just send her out to troop around at the desk and everybody slowly becomes distracted. I've had people tell me, I lost my dog recently. This has been so helpful for me. Or I travel a lot and I don't get home as much as I like. And this is such a comfort. It's also wild to walk in from the hallway and hear people come off the elevator going, where's Millie? And you can hear them already asking about her or hear discussions down in the restaurants downstairs or in the hallways in the back. You'll hear her name pop up and mentioned. The bellmen get very tired of it when we're not here because where's Millie? Where's Millie? So it's definitely gave the hotel a more like a place. It is a hotel, but for some people it's given them that little touch of home, so to speak, that it has an identity now more than just this big hotel between 5th and 6th streets off of Wisconsin.
Well, and before Millie came on, you obviously had your job here. How does she help or hinder you in your duties, rather?
There are times like you wonder if you ever get anything done. I know it's sort of like a learning curve kind of thing, because I brought her in when she was like 10 weeks. So she had, you know, for a little bit at a time. So as she's learned more, there's less time, you know, training her to go to the bathroom outside, those kind of things. But there's still times when you're going, I really need to get some things done, and she's wandering somewhere or somebody spotted her down the hallway. So I work with, we have a trainer, Holly Lewis, who comes in. She actually comes into the hotel twice a month. And then we go to a class once a week that, you know, she's working with us to where can she be and where can she not be. And so it's enhanced my job in one sense, because it's people talk to me now constantly. You know, like before it was just like, oh, where's a restaurant? Now it's, what kind of dog? Where did this happen? And how did it, you know? And there's much more conversation going on at the desk now than there used to be.
Now, Dawn, you're an employee with the Hilton, right? So how has having Millie here at your work every day helped you and kind of changed your job or the atmosphere here in any way?
I think not only for myself, but a lot of my coworkers in the hotel, that she gives you a positive reason to want to come to work every day. You know, there's certain days, like she's off on Sundays and Mondays. I work Monday through Friday. So on Mondays, I'm like, oh, after the weekend, Millie's not here. You know, you kind of look forward to seeing her. You just, if you're passing by in the lobby on the way to the restroom or on the way to your lunch or in and out for the day, you stop and you see Millie and you're like, just get that puppy kisses and some love. And it really makes your day just a lot more exciting at work. Or if you're having a bad day, you know, if you had an interaction with a coworker or a guest or just in general, just to get some puppy love, it makes anybody happy in the heart. So, yeah, and I love to spoil her. She gets all kinds of gifts, and I like to put clothes on her. So whenever she's wearing a shirt, it's usually from Aunt Dawn. So.
Now, you mentioned there was some kickback at first. Do you ever get any hesitant reactions from guests, or maybe if they're afraid of dogs or are afraid to approach her? How do you deal with that in the everyday?
Yeah, I mean, occasionally. I can only think of one time where someone mentioned after the fact that they were afraid to come in the lobby. A gentleman from that same group came down to me, and he knew who the person was. And after he met Millie, he went back to the person and said, you know, this dog, if you really want to get over the phobia, this is the dog to do it. Come down to the lobby. I mean, we have a little, behind the concierge desk, our carpenter Dave built a little, like, crate thing back there. So there's places for her to go if somebody was like, you know, I don't really want the dog around. But overall, no, it's more, can she come out of there now? Can she come out? Does she have to stay? Or she sits on the concierge desk a lot because when she was little, it was just a nice confining spot, but now she likes to sleep there a lot. And it's almost like a crate without a fence, a gate on it. So she'll be up there occasionally and people say, is she up here all the time? No, but it's just sometimes when it gets really busy and I can't keep my eyes on her all the time, you know, she'll peel off to another room, and there's a little bit of pandemic. Where is she? Where did she go? You know, we need her to have a tracking device or something so we know where
right.
she
goes. Could be a big place to get lost.
I know it is. She's got on the elevator. One guy was talking to her once, and I saw him disappear around the hallway, and then I saw Millie disappear, and I went down to the hallway. She wasn't there. And he said just as the door was closing, she jumped in to, with him to the elevator. And he had to ride up to 12 and bring her back down. So she does love the elevator. She loves riding the luggage carts. So anytime now she sees one, she thinks, oh, that's mine. And she jumps on and have a guest that's unhappy about something or needs something, and put her on the luggage cart and walk up to the room with her and open the door. It's totally dismissed. Whatever they were talking about, they totally forgot. And they let her run into the room and so.
A good way for you and other employees to alleviate the customer service stress a little
bit. Right, yes, it does help. It definitely does. It definitely does.
What's your favorite part about bringing her with you most of the week?
You know, it's a different experience having had dogs all my life. And oftentimes people will come to the counter and say, what a cool thing to bring your dog with you to work every day. And I do think that is. But now it's different a little bit because it's a little more associated with the work aspect of it. And I still have to do my job. And there's a part of me that's jealous by the other employees that work here. Because when she sees them, she goes a little crazy. Like, I'm so happy to see you. Just like your dog would do if you were at work all day and you come home. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't get those interactions as much because we're always together. You know. But, yeah, it's really nice having her. And I feel very fortunate to be able to bring my dog to work. And it's even more meaningful to see other people enjoy her, too. It's not just like me with my dog. She's actually shared with hundreds of people. One lady asked me the other night how she's so spoiled to have all these people give her attention. But I sort of think of it in a different way. I mean, she gets hundreds of people that touch her and want to wake her up and do that every day. So she does sort of work hard when she's here. You know, it's not like just easy. She does have a job. So, but the nice thing is she does it so well. She really does. That was my biggest concern in finding a dog. How are we going to know we get the right temperament? Because this is really a specific thing we're asking to do. And she aced that over and above.
Do you think more workplaces should bring this idea? If not as a representative of the company, but at least having employees have their pets?
Yeah, I would say definitely. I mean, for employees, it's definitely changed, like Dawn was saying, the morale and people coming to work, and it just gives it a more sense of community amongst the employees. If another hotel wanted to replicate the idea, it would make sure you find the dog, don't rush into and then also you'd need a person that's going to really take it as a project and let them do the training and make sure she has an owner and a home and she has a life outside of the hotel. Yeah, I think you just have to do your research and, make sure you're in dog training classes. And, it's amazing how often people will come up and say, oh, no, it's okay, she's biting me, it's okay. No. It's not. Oh, it's okay. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. So you're constantly training even guests how to not, no, don't let her do that, please.
And, right. Now, Millie, I know you're busy chewing, but I have a question for you. Who's a good dog?
Oh, she just there we go.
Well, Rusty and Millie, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me. It was a pleasure to see you.
Yeah, thank you. Come back anytime. I can see her.
This, by the way, was the sound of Millie discovering our microphone's windscreen.
Millie is a mini golden doodle and the canine concierge at the Hilton Milwaukee City Center. You can visit her Tuesday through Saturday at the hotel. Rusty Daler is Millie's human and also a human concierge at the Hilton. You can visit him Tuesday through Saturday too, but we don't suggest scratching it behind the ears.
You can see pictures of Millie at work and find a link to her Instagram feed at WUWM.com.
You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at WUWM.com.